Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say second in Chinese. We have Kevin Mainly. Kevin is the author, commentator, advisor. He wrote several books, including the bestseller Play Bigger. Hi, Kevin. 你好.
你好, hi Xiaolan.
Right, we are going to talk about second, and here the second, meaning for second, is not the first and second and third, it's actually the second in terms of time.
Yes.
Yep, time is precious, so that's ro. The way to say second in Chinese, there's only one word, miao.
Miao.
Miao is a third tone, and then imagine a cat saying meow, and it just make a really angry cat sound. Miao.
Meow.
Meow, that's a second. And then it's second, and we don't know is that 1 second or 2 second or 3 second. You just add a number in front. So 1, 2, 3 in Chinese, 一二三.
一二三.
That's right. 一 is 1, 二 is 2, 三 is 3. So 一秒, that means 1 second. 二秒, that means 2 second. The alternative way of saying it, people sometimes say 两秒. That's just the interchangeable second. The number 2. So, 两秒 or 二秒, both are correct. And then 3 seconds, 三秒.
So, 二秒 would be the beginning of the book title.
Yeah, 二秒 or 两秒. And then, personally, I hear people say 两秒 more than 二秒, but when you say 二秒, people will understand 2.
Just 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I see. So, the title of that book is The 2 Second Advantage. Now, the book came out in 2011. And it's about the intersection of brain science and computer science. And really about, I mean, basically the intersection of brain science and computer science is where we get artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we were about 3 years too early with a book because in 2011 when it came out, I mean, it actually did quite well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not until about a year and a half or so ago that artificial intelligence really caught hold in the popular consciousness, and we started to all understand what it is and its importance.
That shows that you are a pioneer. You saw the vision other people hadn't seen at that time.
I guess that's true, right?
Right.
And the reason for the title is that the kind of concept that we come back to over and over in the book is the idea that computers in the past have always been programmed to look at data from the past and tell you what happened before. But artificial intelligence, the big difference between that and what computers have always done is that it starts to learn and understand what's been happening so that it can make a slight prediction about what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, if you think about all of the things we're starting to see artificial intelligence do, even like self-driving cars,
yep.
The key to being able to drive and navigate a car is making predictions, knowing that this person is about to walk out in front of you in the street, or knowing that this is a curve that's coming up and you need to turn the steering wheel. It's all about making predictions.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 2 second advantage is the idea of getting a couple of seconds out ahead of what's happening in real time so that you can make predictions and actually be able to anticipate what's about to come.
Right. Because the competition is so fierce that even 2 seconds will determine who is the winner, who is the loser.
That's right. We drew the analogy from the hockey player Wayne Gretzky.
Mm-hmm.
Because Wayne Gretzky was a player who was not particularly physically big or strong or even fast, but he was the best hockey player that ever lived because of what happened in his brain. And he seemed to be able to anticipate what was going to happen before anyone else on the ice in the game. And then he once described his gift as a 2 second advantage to journalists in saying that he knew what was going to happen 2 seconds before everybody else did.
Right.
So that's where we drew the title from.
Yeah, sure.
Using the word 2 second advantage, it's a metaphor, because if you're talking about stock trading, an advantage of a few microseconds is actually all it takes to beat the market.
Yep.
But if you're talking about, something like long-term planning or running a business, it's not really, might not be about 2 seconds. It might be about having a 2 month advantage over a competitor, but it basically is an analogy for prediction, using technology to make accurate predictions about what's going to happen ahead of anyone else.
Sure. If you are a Buddhist monk, I guess 2 seconds is just the part of the present.
That's probably true.
Yeah, great. Okay, so since we are in Chinese, shall we expand our knowledge about counting seconds a bit more? Go for it.
We can do that.
Yeah, so we said 一秒, 两秒, 三秒, that's 1 second, 2 second, 3 second. And then let's count to 10 then.
Okay.
Number 4, 四.
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 So we say 4 second, 四秒.
四秒.
四秒. And number 5 is 五.
五.
五秒.
五秒.
5 second. Number 6, 六.
六.
六秒.
六秒.
6 second. Number 7, 七.
七.
七秒.
七秒.
Yep. Number 8, a lot of people know even if they never learn Chinese, 八.
八.
八秒.
八秒.
Yep. Number 9, 九.
九.
九秒.
九秒.
Number 10, 十.
十.
十秒.
十秒.
Yeah, I hope that was not your longest 30 seconds in your life.
No, not at all.
I was grilling you 1 to 10. No. Great. Kevin, thank you so much for sharing with us about your 2 second advantage. I'm sure it was not too early. Since you've been such a pioneer, maybe you can revise the addition and then it will be still all true in the modern day.
That's probably a good idea.
And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Today we talk about second, 秒, 2 second, 两秒. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Kevin.
Thank you, Shaolin.